Roy, I've got about 6 minutes here. Let's do as much damage, I mean improvement, as we can. Are you ready? If I have water in my basement before I can get PermaSeal or somebody like you out there, what should I be doing?
Well, first of all, John, as always, be safety first. So if you have standing water, I mean inches of water in your basement, you really shouldn't go down there and walk in that. It's possible you could have a electrical line that's shorted, and you know it could be a fatal thing. So it's very serious not to go down into a flooded basement until you know that the power, main power, has been turned off to the home or the basement level. So you might have to call ComEd for that. You probably have to call ComEd and ask them that if they can come and shut your power off so you can get down in the basement and check on things. But it's safety first. You know, every once in a while you hear about a fatality, somebody, and it does happen where you could have a loose wire and standing water and you just don't have a chance.
So, well, I was thinking, well, you could throw the circuit. I was thinking you could turn off the circuits to whatever.
If you can get to, if you can get to the circuit breaker, you know, panel and throw the main circuit.
Problem is, that's usually in the basement, though. So that's
the problem. Catch a 22. But when you do get down in the basement, John, you want to check your sump pump. And that's the main cause. There's two main causes of flooding in basement. We're not talking seepage now. We're talking where people have, you know, a lot of water, an inch or two throughout the basement. You know, the primary cause is a failure of the sump pump. The pump will pump thousands of gallons an hour. So in 10 minutes, you can have an inch or two of water in your basement once the pump goes out during a bad storm. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you want to check it if you can yourself and you just go down there. Sometimes it's just a sticky float, depending on what kind of turn on mechanism. There's a mechanical float that's just gotten stuck. And sometimes you just bump the discharge line and, it came on and the basement starts to evacuate itself. Clearly the pump needs replaced or the float and things. But, you know, you might try that first and see if you can activate the pump. Sometimes it is a trip circuit breaker just for that outlet that is tripped, and you could just put the circuit breaker and it might reset and you might get lucky and that might be the problem, at least to get you back in business. Odds are that the pump's probably not working and you certainly want to call for help and get that replaced right away. Fortunately, at PermaSeal, I've got over 100 trucks on the road, and everyone has pumps on it. They're throughout Chicagoland right now. So we're in position. We can replace your pump within 24 hours. So definitely, if you do call us, you know, and you feel that's your problem, your sump pump's not working, be sure to let our operator know that you believe your pump is out so that we can get somebody out there within 24 hours.
Okay, pause right there. Hold on, Roy. So within 24 hours, you can get a pump replaced if people call PermaSeal. But if the problem isn't the sump pump, now we're looking several days out before somebody can get there. But at least a pump you can get replaced within 24 hours.
Thank you. Yeah, so I want to be very clear on that because we've literally had thousands of calls since last Friday. And so we've got, I say 100 trucks in a road. I've got, you know, 50 consultants and estimators and inspectors out there trying to help the people as quickly as they can. Even with that, we're already out a couple weeks. Depending on where you live, we might have somebody in your area to get to it sooner. But
let me interrupt you, Roy. So here's another issue for people, and that is they have water in their basement. They don't know where it's coming from. Maybe it started in one corner or wall or part of the floor. Sometimes it's like bubbling up from the floor. Do you have any advice for people about, you told me off the air, videotape it if you can, get your phone out and make a short video of where the water's coming from so that when your guys do get out there, you can show them here's where it started or here's what happened. But I think it's sometimes if you just got a wet carpet, how do I figure out where the water is even coming from?
Well, you don't have to. You probably won't be able to if you have a finished basement and all of a sudden the carpet's just getting wet. Although, you know, if you're down there when it's raining and you should be checking it periodically and you might see it starting, it's starting in this corner, it's getting wet. Eventually, you know, the whole basement's wet, but you saw where it started from. Any information you can give us is helpful. But our inspectors are trained, even in finished basements, by inspecting inside and outside. Even though we don't have x-ray vision, can't see through your walls, we can give you a pretty good idea the most likely cause and then a designated plan on, you know, what's the most likely.
And is it most likely going to be a crack in the wall? Is it most likely going to be a crack in the wall? Is that what's happening, Roy?
Well, that's the most common. When you have seepage in one area, inevitably, you know, most likely that's a crack in the wall, because that's exactly what will happen. It'll start seeping from that area and spreading out from there. If you get seepage all the way along a wall or up in the middle of the floor or all the way around the perimeter, that's probably has to do more with your sump pump and drain tile situation. Mm-hmm. So there's different remedies for. So, yeah, that's why I say the key is to observe what's going on. Give us as much information as you can. So coupling that with our physical inspection, we can come up with a plan of attack. But, yeah, that is the most common thing. In Chicago, most of our basements are concrete, all concrete cracks. You know, sometimes cracks leak right away. Sometimes they leak years later. So maybe you never had a leak before. All of a sudden, you're getting a new problem. It's not a new crack, but that crack has finally opened up. And
right.
Period, I've point where
seen
started
that
leaking.
Happen. I got 1 minute left, Roy. If I'm down there trying to remedy my situation, the quality of the water you mentioned to me off the air, even if it looks clear and you think this is rainwater, it may not be so clean. Is that correct?
Yeah, especially if you have an inch or two of water, it's probably a sewer backup. If your pump is working, and no pump will keep up with a sewer backup. So if the city sewer is backing up and your streets are flooded and your neighbors are, you know, see stuff out by the curb, the city sewer is backing up in your neighborhood, you probably have that. If you have a floor drain and the water didn't go down the drain and standing over the drain, that means it came up the drain. So that's a sewer backup problem. The water may look perfectly clear because it's 98% rainwater in the sewer. So don't be fooled in thinking that's just clean water.
It's I get it. I got it. Roy, if folks want to reach out to you all, what's the phone number to call or the website to go to?
Both. 800-421-SEAL is 800-421-7325, or you can go to permaseal.net.
Okay, Roy, we appreciate your business, but I know our customers, our listeners out there just appreciate the service. So thanks for jumping on with us today. Good luck to you and your staff.
Thank you, John. Thanks for getting the word out there.